You might have played it growing up or even as an adult. The card game with primary colors in big black font. Now, at least for Friday, I don't live in Juneau, Alaska.
I live in Uno, Alaska.
I live in Uno, Alaska.
Me too.
That's right. Uno, Alaska. Like the classic card game spelled UNO. All the kids seem to be enjoying taking a break from class, like 8-year-old Peyton Edmonds.
We're playing Uno. It's a very epic game.
Tom Schwartz, a 4th and 5th grade teacher at the Juneau Community Charter School, said on a typical day, this is the students' math time.
I told my kids we were coming on a math field trip, and we're going to help them do some accounting down here. So they are surprised to walk in and find out this is what we're actually doing.
The city's Facebook page also reflected the name change. But that wasn't the extent of it.
Well, we've got the sign on City Hall. It says, welcome to the city of Uno, Alaska. Our webpage says Uno.
That's Kim Kiefer, the city's manager. She got a phone call recently from Mattel, the same company that makes Barbie.
It's like, what? You're from where? Why are you calling?
The reason? Mattel is adding new cards to Uno's deck. The company even flew in Candace Jacobson, a spokesperson to explain the wild cards.
What that means is we've added 3 blank cards into the deck, and you can basically make them whatever you want them to be. So it can be anything from show me your hand to jump in the lake.
She says Mattel initially thought of Wild Alaska's capital when it came to a way to promote the new edition. And as a measure of goodwill, the company donated $15,000 to the Juneau Community Foundation Mayor Fisk Memorial Fund. Jacobson presented a giant check.
Hello, this is an April Fool's Day prank. This check is not a joke, so happy April Fool's, everyone.
The Memorial Fund was set up after the death of Mayor Fisk, and the money will go to at-risk youth in the community. Kiefer said Fisk's son gave his blessing. And although some might not be excited about their property taxes going to the city of Uno, Kiefer said so far the complaints have been minimal.
We've had a couple people saying, you're wasting city money. And my response to that is Mattel has done all the heavy lifting, all the cards, all the press releases, all the photographs, all that stuff they've provided us.
If it was up to Peyton Edmonds, the city of Uno would be here to stay.
I think it's a way better name. Just leave it like that forever. It's a permanent name now.
In Uno, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.